So gigs coming up. What have you got coming up?
Right. The next gig is in Colchester, and it's a place called the Leaf Centre, which I believe is a sort of recycling affair, a bit like other shops that, recycle things, basically. And it's obviously a jolly good cause, and I'm there on 1:30 on a Saturday afternoon. It's the Leaf Centre. It's in central Colchester, opposite Sainsbury's supermarket. And, I'll be playing from 1:30 onwards. It should be a good crack, that. And then, what date was it? I'm playing up in Leeston, actually, at a place called the Engineer's Arms, just past Aldbrough.
Hmm.
I love Aldbrough, because I love Benjamin Britten, you see.
I was going to say, do you have your stuff on? Is it on? Do you have CDs people can buy? Do you put stuff on Spotify and Apple? Or where can people find your music?
Yeah, there is actually Spotify. There are a few songs which... but I mainly put my stuff on Bandcamp.
Yeah.
Because I think they're probably one of the fairest platforms where, you know, the actual creators do get some lolly, not just millions of likes or plays or whatever it is. And so I put it on there. And as I said, there is stuff on... there's loads on YouTube as well. Yeah, I usually put stuff there because it's... easy for people to, click on and put us on that. A note from Alexa I put on yesterday, and it's had some nice comments. Yeah, but that's the basic social media thing.
Yes, so you will find him on Spotify and Apple, but again, listen on that, and doesn't really do, it bumps up the numbers, means nothing. Go onto Bandcamp, and if you do like something, you can download, and you can also, songs normally start at 79 pence to a pound, and if you want to pay more, you can do. So I've had things where people have paid like £2 or £3, you go, I've got £2 for my song, but it means, I tell you what, it really does mean the world, and also if you drop a musician a message, again, it's like, because because sometimes you just, your friends and family are one thing, but when you get that stranger that goes, I really like what you do, it means a lot, doesn't it?
My word, yes. Yeah. Someone who comes from nowhere in the middle of Australia or goodness knows where. Yeah, that is,
It's like,
getting through.
That's it, I'm on top of the world. Now, you're going to end with a song, and we're going to be doing some BVs. Yes.
Okay. Smashing backing vocalists, these two.
Would you like to introduce your lovely partner?
Yeah, this is Katie, who's actually opera singer.
Hello.
Just in her spare time, that is.
we met, actually, at Hadley Castle, didn't we?
Oh.
Because, as I mentioned briefly a moment ago, I play violin as well. And I was playing some violin music, basically jigs and reels or whatever it was. And Katie was singing opera. And do you know what? On the train there, because I was doing a gig in London the night before, on the train there, I was listening to this really obscure, relatively obscure Handel opera, Semele, that's right, yeah. Anyway, and I was listening to this aria, and I went, wow, this is brilliant. I had to listen to it about 3 times. And when I met Kate, I asked her, what's your favourite aria? And it was that very obscure aria from Handel's Semele.
So it was meant to be sort of...
Yeah.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah. And we got on really well, you know. We couldn't stop talking at all. So.
Love,
and we still,
you see.
the conversation is still going on, yeah.
Excellent. Well, that's good. Oh, well, just one quick thing as well, just because I've forgotten to say, you are also a writer, besides playing the guitar, violin, singing, songwriter, maths, you're actually also a writer, and you've got books out.
Yes. I've written a novel called Calling, which has got a rather fascinating little scenario. It's about a fledgling opera singer. Well, someone gets into classical music, actually, just through video games, films. There's this artist I've created called XL, who does mashups with classical music and his own rapping, and he gets into all this classical music that way, and also opera as well, of course, and he finds out he has a voice, and he leaves school with absolutely nothing, just about. He's been a very naughty boy, of course. And, unfortunately, he's got this habit, which does take him and other people on a rather perilous journey. And that, yeah, it's called Calling. It's under, written under the name or guise of SFP, which is, of course, my initials. It's been getting some very lovely comments about it. It is quite amusing, even though there are dark moments in it. But it is, I've been told, it's, someone told me off because his family had to keep telling him off because he kept laughing while reading it. Probably thought, oh, no, I wrote this rubbish. How can
and
you
is
do
it
that?
On? Is it on Bandcamp as well? Can people get it on Bandcamp?
Actually, or? This is on Mr. Bezos's Amazon. Yeah,
right.
And also, I've written a set of short stories as well. Some of them have had success in competitions and so on.
Which is called 12 Mistakes.
And it's called 12 Mistakes, that's right. And you've got a few lyrics at the back of there. And yeah, it's going well. Because at gigs, I sort of sell the books as well as the CDs or whatever, you know. I'm bringing CDs today because it's all mainly online anyway. So there we go.
There we go. Wonderful. So there we go. A very talented man in the studio. And he's going to finish with a song. Tell us about this one, Stephen.
Well, this actually comes from one of my favourite literary heroes, a chap called Kurt Vonnegut Jr. And he said in one of his books, he says, a lot of people live life where they don't really notice moments of happiness, where it's just something simple like hearing someone in the background playing the piano well or having a nice time with friends and things like that. And it just becomes, they just sort of take it for granted and they don't realise. And you've got to say to yourself, you've got to pause and go, well, if this isn't good, what is? You know, and it sort of savours certain situations, basically. That's what inspired this song, which is called If This Isn't Good, What Is? And I'm going to have my trusty lafacking vocals from Katie and Michelle here, who are doing this fantastically. A blue patch in the sky in the middle of July. A train that's just arrived, we're gonna be on time. A greeting with a smile as you walk into the room. A cool breeze in the middle of the hottest afternoon. If this isn't good, if this isn't good, what is?
What is, what is, what is?
If this isn't good, if this isn't good, what is?
What is, what is, what is?
The turning of the key that opens up the lock. Pulling on the string, loosening the knot. A light that's turning green and we're heading on our way. A cool breeze in the middle, so it's gonna be okay. If this isn't good, if this isn't good, what is?
What is? What is, what is?
If this isn't good, if this isn't good, what is?
What is, what is, what is?
Guitar. What is, what is, what is, what is? A blue patch in the sky in the middle of July. A train has just arrived, we're gonna be on time. A greeting with a smile as you walk into the room. Cool breeze in the middle of the hottest afternoon. Yeah! If this isn't good, if this isn't good, what is?
What is? What is, what is?
If this isn't good, if this isn't good, what is?
What is, what is, what is?
If this isn't good, if this isn't good, what is?
What is, what is, what is?